Now, obviously, it's not possible for us to go through all the detail of David's book in a short interview, but if you want to find out more about it, then you can have a look at his website, which is www.windinthehouse.org. That's windinthehouse.org, and David's book is available in a variety of online sellers. It's called A Wind in the House of Islam by David Garrison. How would you sum up for us, though, David, the message that this study, this research, might bring to us living alongside our Muslim neighbours and having a desire to connect with them with the truth of Jesus' love for them?
Well, thank you, Paul. That is really the purpose of the book. At the end of the day is to realize, number one, that God is doing something historic and unprecedented in our day. And for that reason, today is not a day for us to fear Muslims or to hate Muslims or to want to fight Muslims. But it's a day for us to love Muslims in the name of Jesus and to share the love of Jesus Christ with them, because for whatever reason, they are on the heart of God and He is drawing them to faith in Christ. And we want to be a part of the Holy Spirit's work in the world today, even in our own communities. You know, there's so many things that are happening, things that we can learn about the ways that God's at work. I've called this the fullness of time, knowing that the Holy Spirit is at work, is out beyond us, convicting the world, the Muslim world as well, of their need for salvation. The way we connect with it is through prayer. And for many, many Christians who are afraid of Muslims, maybe I talked to a man one day who said, I left a son in Afghanistan, and I've hated them ever since. And he said, I can't be a follower of Jesus and hate them, so I'm going to commit myself to pray for Muslims. And I would invite all of our listeners to be a part of this. There's actually a 30 days of prayer for the Muslim world that begins on June the 18th. It coincides with the Muslim month of Ramadan. And Christians around the world are saying, as Muslims pray for God to speak to them, we're going to pray that God would reveal to them the light of His Son, Jesus Christ. And so I would invite your listeners to pray for Muslims. And as they pray, they will gain the heart of God for Muslims and can be better used of God to reach Muslims.
And can we find out more details about that on your website as well?
Indeed. In fact, there's a website. They can Google 30daysofprayer.org, and they will find a website dedicated to 30 days of prayer for the Muslim world, and they can get some prayer guides and learn more about what God is doing in the Muslim world and how Muslims are coming to faith in Christ.
That website is 30daysofprayer.org, and you can hear that David is a man who is passionate to see God's message communicated to this grouping of peoples whom he loves. His book is incredibly well researched, incredibly well written, wonderful historical insights and inspiring spiritual messages. But most of all, it lets people who have come to faith in Jesus tell their stories and share what brought them there. And as a result, I recommend it to you wholeheartedly. David, lovely to speak to you. Thank you for doing this work, and thank you for giving us the opportunity of the information that's in A Wind in the House of Islam. Thank you very much.